You are listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
This network is supported by our listeners. You can become a supporting member by going to archpodnet.com/members and signing up. As a supporting member, you have access to high-quality downloads of each show and a discount at our future online store, and access to show hosts on a members-only Slack team. For professional members, we'll have training shows and other special content offered throughout the year. Once again, go to archpodnet.com/members to support the network and get some great extras and swag in the process. That's archpodnet.com/members.
This is episode 225 for the 13th of August, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and on today's episode, we're going to learn about Barbar Temple in Bahrain. Now, hopefully I'm saying that right, Barbar Temple. I keep thinking of those bears from the children's books, Barbar, but I'm sure that's not right. Maybe it is. Anyway, Bahrain is a small island located in the western Persian Gulf in the Middle East. I actually went there once when I was in the United States Navy, and it was a culturally interesting visit. I'll just leave it at that. I hope to go back sometime and see the temple ruins we're about to learn about. Discovered by P.V. Glob in 1954 and excavated from 1954 to 1962 by a Danish team led by Helmuth Andersen and Petter Mortensen, Barbar consists of three temples constructed to worship the god Enki and his wife Nakur Sek. Enki was the Sumerian god of wisdom and fresh water. Work on the site resumed in 2004. And I'll say right now, I'm probably going to pronounce some of these terms incorrectly. Sorry for that. The temple contains two altars and a natural water spring. The three temples at Barbar were built on top of each other. The second was built 500 years after the first, and the third was added between 2100 BC and 2000 BC. Temple 1 is the earliest temple, and it was built on a rectangular platform approximately 25 meters long and 16 to 18 meters wide. It was constructed on a bed of sand and was later covered by another layer of clean sand. A layer of blue clay may have been used to consolidate the sand. Offerings deposited in the clay core of the temple terrace included dozens of clay goblets found in separate groups. Each group contained seven beakers, which were broken and buried within the foundations. Copper objects were deposited in small heaps or in single units. The central terrace was it with a trapezoid-shaped shrine and adjoining rooms all remained. The second temple contains retaining walls and terrace stiffs and was built from local stone, with later enlargements made from imported limestone. A high level of skill was displayed in the shaping of the masonry, and it can be seen still to this day. A lot of detail, including walls, other structures, and decorations, are still visible in the temple two structures. A stairway leads down to the spring mentioned before, and from the corners of the shrine, deep stone channels led water to the surrounding fields and gardens. The shrine to the water is underground and is a symbol of the Abzu, or the residence of Enki. The Abzu was believed to be the abyss or freshwater ocean upon which the whole world rests. Temple 3 was still in use up to about 800 years ago. The third temple's terrace was about 30 square meters, larger than the first two temples. It has three standing stone blocks pierced with a round hole. It's thought that these were used to secure sacrificial animals. The Barbar Temple was submitted to the UNESCO List of World Heritage Sites in 2001. It remains on a tentative list of sites. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle.
And edited by Richie Cruz.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.